you and Vadim went over to which school today?
Kip School.
Okay.
Yeah, Kip Columbus.
I'd just like to know how the kids react, and because I've seen a little video of what you've done, but you really seem to love working with children.
Well, it's, to say the least, it's our investment into the future. If we want to make sure, at least, that we have the audience for the next that many years. And on a deeper level, I think there is no better contribution to their lives than exposing them to arts, to music, and in particular in this case.
Mm-hmm. And it's going well. You've collected a lot of instruments, and you're kind of expanding a little bit, branching out.
Yeah. So we started in, I think, 2015. Mm-hmm. It was when we launched it, and audiences might remember that David Dansmeyer and Vadim and myself, we were on stage and we presented the first violins to the program. And now fast forward, you know, literally 2 years later, we have over 100 middle school students that are in the program, over 4 classrooms in these tremendous schools. You know, you said we were at Kip Columbus today. Yesterday we were at Graham Expeditionary Middle School. United Schools Network is involved. And, you know, they're taking their lessons twice a week. They're studious, they're practicing, but every now and then we bring in, you know, someone like Vadim or one of our musicians, and I think it gives them a little boost and a little visual, you know, in their minds. They can maybe see what they can aspire to be and have some fun along the way.
There's always a concern about, you know, drop off. You know, the initial thrill of picking up an instrument, and then things start to wane a little bit. But it sounds like it's rolling along extremely
if
well.
If anything, it's expanding. I asked, as we were leaving, I asked today the class who is taking the violin lessons next year. Everyone's mm-hmm. hand went up. So
yeah.
I think in this case, if you apply it in a right way, if it is presented in an engaging and in friendly in environment, and you have a good teachers, which we make sure that we do, there is no reason why they wouldn't like it.
I think what was interesting yesterday, Vadim, when we visited, so Vadim asked the students, why aren't you outside playing soccer, or why are you here with an instrument? You know, what moves you? And I think the majority of the students all said either because their brother or sister had a chance to play an instrument, or they heard music. So there was some kind of touch point earlier in their life. And so I think for me, it reinforced how important it is to have music present as early as possible.
Absolutely.
Because that's what resonates with the kids. So I found that kind of interesting. Mm.
And how can people get involved if they want to get involved with this?
If they want to get involved and help contribute to get more violins and impact more kids, they can call ProMusica and go to our website, and we'll be able to help you and connect you. And it's about giving back, so it's a great way to be involved.